While they were there, time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. That poor mother, pregnant, ready to deliver, nowhere to give birth, no privacy, nothing sanitary or even safe, a stable, or was it a cave? That poor mother, that poor child, coming into a world that is dark and dangerous, and no place to lay his head, no hearth, no home, a manger for a bed, bands of cloth for a blanket. That poor child, that poor father, desperate to take care of his family, looking for shelter and turned away again and again, away from extended family and helping hands, that poor father, those poor innkeepers, wait a minute, do you think that way? Those poor innkeepers? Does your sympathy extend that far? Well, it couldn't have been easy for them either. Expected to deal constantly with tired travelers, wanting to be hospitable but no rooms left to offer, turning away the stranger, turning away the traveler, turning away the mother-to-be in a culture that values, that expects hospitality. They must not have felt so good about that. We make the innkeepers in our imaginations to be gruff and uncaring. But maybe they are just stuck in an impossible spot. Should they give up their own room, their own bed, for someone from out of town, for travelers who didn't make reservations, for people who showed up at the last minute? Perhaps we can muster a little sympathy, at least, for them, those poor innkeepers. That poor mother, that poor child, that poor father, those poor innkeepers. But you know what? Even though the situation isn't perfect, even though it's difficult and dangerous, by the grace of God, it works out. A stable around back, a manger filled with straw, bands of cloth made into swaddling clothes, the hum and murmur and warmth of animals, a child brought safely into the world, born safely into the world, despite everything that could have gone wrong, despite difficulties and obstacles, a child to bring peace and hope and joy and love. Is there room in the inn? Is there room within the actual walls of the inn? Apparently not that night. Apparently the no vacancy light flickered in the darkness. No room in the inn. But is there room in the world? Is there room for God to come into the world? Is there room in the hearts of two young parents for marvel and wonder? Is there room in the heavens for singing and praising? Is there room among shepherds for running and rejoicing? Yes. Yes, there is. That's why we're here. Because there is room for God to come among us. Things will not always work out as expected, or even as we wished. They won't. But there will be room. There will be room. If we open our eyes, if we open our hearts, if we open our arms, if we open the door, there will be room for what the world needs to enter the world. There will be room because it's not about things going according to plan. It's about what we do when we show up in that space. Todd Jenkins writes this poem, "I just got back from a visit to tomorrow. There's good news and bad news. The bad news: things won't go according to your expectations or plans. Some of what you wanted and planned to do, you can't. You'll have to do some things you never imagined, and most of it will be less glamorous than you dreamed. The good news: if you do what needs to be done for those you love, or even and especially for a stranger, you'll be spending a day called today in a life called your own, doing something helpful for someone else. And isn't that more valuable than having things go according to plan?" I think the answer to his question is yes. It isn't whether or not there's room in the inn that matters so much as whether or not there is room in us. Room for peace, room for hope, room for joy, room for love, room for the coming Christ. Is there room in us for the traveler, for the stranger, the neighbor, the sibling, the child, the newborn baby, the enemy, the refugee, the other? Is there room in us? I pray it is so. On this eve before Christmas, I pray it is so. Amen.